This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, who was many years in Hong Kong, the free city of Hong Kong, before its fall to the Chinese Communist Party, and was then a senior advisor to the Secretary of State during a period of great tension with China. The payoff right now is, does the tension continue? Because she's an executive vice president at Stevens Incorporated, involved in the financial world, observing Xi Jinping, the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, inbound in San Francisco to meet, I believe it's called, on the sidelines, bilaterally, with President Biden. The Chinese economy is in tatters. There are no good numbers. Mary, Xi Jinping makes threats when he's at home. Is he going to make threats to President Biden, or is he going to take his hat off and hold it out for a tip?
Well, in some respects, John, he doesn't have to make threats. He sent the PLA Navy to encircle Taiwan. He has launched cyber attacks daily on the United States, attacks our satellites daily. I mean, he's making very clear what his intentions are. In many ways, he's deterring the Biden administration. He's doing the very thing that we should be doing to them, which is demonstrating that, you know, there will be consequences for activities that we don't like, and offering a carrot if they do things that we do like. On this trip, I would expect a lot of pomp and circumstance. I would expect the carrot part to be an offer of continuation of quote unquote dialogues on things like climate and fentanyl. There may even be agreements announced, but the reality is that every time we sign an agreement with Beijing, they break it. So it's really not worth the paper that it's written on. And China could decide today to stop the fentanyl precursor exports that are, you know, moving into Mexico and up to the United States and killing thousands of Americans every week. So, I don't think that there's any indication that Xi Jinping has changed his strategic goal, which is to consolidate the power of the Chinese Communist Party over its people, to change the trajectory of his really remarkable military buildup, which everyone can read about in the Pentagon's China Military Power Report. I commend it to everyone. I think it's an important thing to read and to understand. He's done nothing to bolster the investment environment in China because it's not really in his interest. He doesn't really care to do things like have property rights, etc. That runs against his ideological convictions. And so what you're seeing is Xi Jinping coming to San Francisco, not really to be serious about the discussions with Biden, but to woo what we call subnational actors, CEOs, Governor Newsom, mayors, people who are easily manipulated into doing the things that will help the Chinese Communist Party and Xi Jinping himself, namely investment that they sorely need in the short term to divide the American people and our political parties, to serve as unofficial spokespeople for the party, to push for appeasement, essentially. And so it's no coincidence that Xi Jinping is going to have a dinner sponsored by essentially what is a United Front influence operation, to spend time with the governor who was just led through China by a United Front group. This is the Communist Party's influence operation. It's very vast. They organized Governor Newsom's trip into China and bragged about it afterward. So I don't see a good outcome here for the United States or for our national security. In many respects, John, it's almost an effort of the White House and the president to just calm things down and hope that we can pretend and kind of forget about the threat from China while we deal with two wars in Europe and the Middle East.
We're told ahead of time that the president aims to speak to Xi Jinping about Tehran, asking his voice to the Ayatollah, to tell the Ayatollah to stop creating troubles across the Middle East and driving the war in Gaza. We're told that the president is going to ask for Xi Jinping's offices. At first, I was aghast at this, but that's consistent with the Biden administration not relenting in its ambition to sign some kind of peace deal with Tehran. Now, Mary, I don't know what to make of this. Is this the way states operate? They don't read the headlines. They just keep going with their policy no matter what the facts are on the ground?
You know, I heard our national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, talk about why it was in China's interests to stop helping Iran and Russia. And it's just a fundamental misreading of the nature of the regime in Beijing. It's not in their interest to do that. They see us as an enemy. So if President Biden were truly serious about getting China to break its ties with Iran, he would take actions. He would impose secondary sanctions on Chinese entities, financial or otherwise, who do business with Iranian entities. He would seize their assets abroad. He would enlist the Europeans to help. He would take measures to stop Iranian oil exports to China, seizing tankers. These are the things that would, you know, encourage and incent General Secretary Xi Jinping to draw down his relationship with Tehran and Moscow. But he's not doing that. He's saying strong things, but he's not acting. And that sends a signal of weakness, unfortunately. And you see it in the press releases that China's propaganda outlets are churning out in advance of this meeting tomorrow. They're saying things like, you know, the U.S. asked for this meeting. They're mentioning that over and over and over again to make it sound as if we're the supplicant. We're begging him to come to San Francisco. These aren't accidental phrases. This is a very meaningful and carefully thought out propaganda. They're sending a message of how they view us. And it should inform what we do, not just what we say.
The president and the general secretary meeting in San Francisco about climate change. We have a minute, Mary. They talk climate change. Right now, EV dealers in America are cutting prices because they can't move them off the lot. There's no connection between the American voter and these two men talking about climate change, none whatsoever. Is this the nature of state-to-state business, Mary? We have about a minute. They talk about things that don't connect to our lives.
Well, if we really cared about China's climate, we'd be talking about the primary victims of it, who are the Chinese people who are breathing in bad air and drinking dirty water and constantly getting poisoned by various outbreaks across the country. We don't care about that. We don't care about them. We're not talking about that. We're talking about grand global agreements that really do nothing to encourage the sort of innovation that will help us clean the air and the water. So to me, when I hear about, you know, climate dialogues, that's a sign for me that it's really more of a gesture to the American public and meant for domestic political purposes to, you know, tout your climate credentials, that you care about the environment, rather than actually achieving the outcomes that we want.
Mary Kissel, I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.